Hey, this is Pastor Dave. It's great having you with us. Dig into this word, hear it, and do it, and be blessed of God.
It is so good to have you here this morning, and I won't keep you long, but Jerry, I thank Jerry for that word. We are Pentecostal. We need the Holy Spirit. Thank you, dear brother, for sharing that. I will not forget. Every time I see those tattered jeans, I don't have any of those. I never did that. The sandpaper thing, never heard of that. But who knows? Maybe. Probably not. But anyways. A group of tourists were asked by a lighthouse keeper, what is the purpose of a lighthouse? Answer, to shine a light. The purpose of a lighthouse from the lighthouse keeper was to lift the light as high as possible so that all can see the light in a darkness. It's to lift. The purpose of the lighthouse building itself is to lift the light as high as possible so that many can see. We are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden because it's raised up. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. We don't cover up the light. We cannot cover up the light. We should not cover up the light that is within us. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So my focus today is we as individuals and as a church moving forward the next 50 years. I truly believe that the majority of us will see and experience the coming of Jesus Christ. Has not happened yet, but I believe that we will see Jesus Christ coming in our time. And we need to be ready to pray more, to be ready to allow the Holy Spirit to do a work through us, that Jesus would be lifted higher. Over the years, thousands have been touched by individuals, by a church, a local church, a small church. That first Sunday, there was only seven, our family of five, and two others. And I just say, thank you, Lord. Here we are, 50 years later. I look forward to what is ahead of us. In 1997, June 7th, 1997, there was a dedicating of this building. We had moved from downtown, from that little church. We moved to this building, and what a blessing. Just the building and the location was, it was so much expanded from where we were. There was a word that was given. Tongues and interpretation during our dedication service. I want to read what was spoken on that day. And the thing of lifting up Jesus can be done in two ways in particular. One is in worship. We lift up Jesus in worship. And we also lift up Jesus in our witness, the fact that he died for us 2,000 years ago. And on that day, June 7th, 1997, as this place, this house was being dedicated to the Lord, and it's not just a building, it's people. The church is people. These four walls may come and go, but the church will last forever in Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ. If you will make this a place of praise, I will bring people from far and near. They will see my light. They will see my glory, but you must lift me up in this place. Make this place a temple of worship to your God. And not only this community, but from far and wide will say, this is the house of the Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the early 2000s, we're saying, the thing was, you need to have a statement of purpose. as a church. Back then, there was a real strong push towards vision and all of that. But over the course of 2 years, and it took 2 years, there were three main focuses, and in a nutshell, what we should be as a church, Lighthouse Niagara. First, to yield to an awesome God, yielding to an awesome God. Secondly, lifting Jesus higher by his Spirit. Yielding to an awesome God. Now, I just want to say this. Moving forward is not so much up to God as it is up to you and I. Because all of these things is something that we should do. And so I thought, as I was praying over the last number of weeks and months, it was like, what am I going to say on this day, what I'm saying now? And one of the things that touched me was the goodness of God in our lives the last 50 years, but the fact that there is a response from us. We say, but God, you got to do this. There needs to be a revival. We got to do this and we got to do that and whatever. But it is really our response to who he is, Jesus Christ and him crucified, that we would yield to an awesome God, that we would surrender, that we would submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I bend my knee to the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Lamb of God that died for me and for you. I bend my knee. I yield to you, an awesome God. Secondly, to lift Jesus higher. I am the one that should lift Jesus higher. As I just finished reading, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. It is because of Jesus in you, what he's done in your life and for you, that we would lift him up in who we are. And I thank God, as was already emphasized, by his Spirit. It is so hard to do everything or anything on our own, but by his Spirit, the things that can be accomplished, the things that can be accomplished before he comes back. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. This morning as you entered in, you noticed the color theme, black and gold. And some say, oh, I'm not sure I like those colors. And it struck me just this morning. It is perfect. It is perfect. And I see the thing of darkness in this world. And just this last week, we know of the darkness. As a follower of Jesus Christ was assassinated in public. And we see the darkness that is around us. It is dark. This is a dark world that we're living in. But let me just say this. It doesn't take much light to dispel darkness. The smallest amount of light will dispel darkness. And I don't know about you, but I have issue. When you go to the store to buy light, you can get warm light and you can get, what is the other one they call? Cold light. I really don't like cold light in the house. I don't know if you do. That's okay. You got as long as you have light. But there's something about the warm light, and it has this yellow gold tinge to it. There's a warmth about it. And that is definitely appropriate with the colors that we have. The black, the darkness of where we are without Christ, and the gold, the warmth of light, shining in the darkness, bringing hope, shelter, life in Jesus Christ, as Jesus Christ is lifted high, like a lighthouse lifts up the high that many can see from far away. Let it be in these last days. Let it be in these last days. This morning we sang a song together. God, you are so good. You are so good to me. In this darkness there is light. There is a tremendous demonstration of God's love to us, his goodness to us. For when we were still without sin, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. Would you die for somebody else? For an unrighteous person? Maybe for a righteous person you might die. I'll die for them. But God demonstrates his love, his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us while we were sinners. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Praise God, by his blood. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled to have relationship with God, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now receive the reconciliation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into this world to condemn this world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I'll tell you right now, there's the thing that will condemn any person is the fact that I don't believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Let us be a light. In the light you can see. This morning, Jerry, you dress yourself. Guess what? My wife dresses me. It's like I don't have time in the morning. Thank God he's a God that is able to work in any different way and with different people and whatever. So this morning, I was looking, or as I was getting dressed, and I saw there's a spot because there's enough light. And I saw there's a little spot right here. I don't know, dust or something on it. And I just sort of went and I got to get that off. Thank God for the light of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the light that we are. Do not hide your light. Let others see your light. There's a response that will happen. There's either going to be an accepting of the light or a rejecting of the light. It says here, and this is Jesus speaking, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light. They recognize the reality of where they are at. They want to do the truth. They'll recognize the reality of where they're at. Man, I'm in a place that I should not be in. I see the effect of sin in my life, the stain of sin. I recognize that, man, I need to be cleansed. I need to have all my sins washed away. I just say thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that washes away our sins. It cost Jesus everything. It cost the Father his Son and the Holy Spirit. I can just imagine. Before time began, the three, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, before anything was created and put into existence, they recognized there would be a creation made in the image of God. And one of the biggest things is that we have that are of God is free will. And there was this thing of, we're going to make this creation with free will, recognizing in it there's going to be sin. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of our sin is death. But yet, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You made us in your image. You were looking for a creation that would exalt you and worship you and have life in you and through you on this side of heaven and for all eternity. I can't wait for what is ahead of us. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is coming soon. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. We've all been corrupted. How can we inherit that which is perfect, that there's no corruption? Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. For us, as we move forward, that we would be all that we can be. Lord, that I would be steadfast. I would be immovable in and through you. Lord, let me do what you would have me do in these last days. You are so good. You are coming back. We thank you, Lord, for your return, the hope that we have in you. God, you are so good. Two songs that were sung earlier, Lord, I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, Lord, how I need you. Oh, the blood of the Lamb, the precious blood of the Lamb. I just say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed for us, for your sacrifice on the cross. I just thank you. It is only through the blood of Jesus Christ that we even have a chance and we have a hope. I just say thank you, Lord, for your blood that was shed for us. God, you are so good. You are so good. Thank you, Lord, for the victory through your blood shed for us, Jesus. And not just for me. And this is the next part. The third thing I want to emphasize is this. I had somebody say to me yesterday, we had a conversation yesterday, and they said, you know what? I've come to recognize there's been a shift. When it comes to heaven, what's the thing that you're looking forward about heaven? And I know that question, if you'd ask us, man, I'm looking forward to the mansions. Or I'm looking forward to seeing those that went before. This individual had said to me, I've come to a place where God, working in my life and on my life and the things that he's done, has brought me to the place to say, I can't wait to see Jesus. I cannot wait to see Jesus, to be in his presence. And I want to say this. I want to go one step further. That's where many of you, where you're at. You are at a place where you recognize Jesus and who he is and what he's done for you. And you are at that place that you would get to a place to say, it cannot just be about me. There are people in your life that don't know Jesus. There are people in your life that need Jesus in your life, and you shining and being that light, to be a lighthouse, to lift Jesus higher. I'm going to be a lighthouse. I'm going to lift Jesus higher, because there are people in the darkness. They're in a place of hopelessness. They're in a storm. They're in a situation that is so far beyond them, and they're looking for something. And we can be that something that is lifting up Jesus, and they see the light, and they come to the light, and they come to salvation in Jesus Christ, that we, as we would move forward, as we would move forward as individuals, as we would move forward as a church, whether you belong to this church or not, that we would be that light that lifts up Jesus, that others will see and will be drawn to the light of Jesus within us. And that there would be life that would come. There would be safety. There would be a comfort. There would be peace. There would be the love of God being shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Spirit, even as they just trust to go to that light. I'll tell you right now, if that's all you see is darkness, if you don't see anything else, just a little bit of light from us will draw others. I truly believe that the closer we get to the actual day and hour and second of his return, that there will be more and more of a light being shed and being shown and being shone out in the darkness, that people will come running. They will come to the Lord. That we would lift Jesus higher. Hallelujah. But I saw a temple in it, in the New Jerusalem, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. Think about that. I don't know how it's going to be, because the New Jerusalem, I mentioned it the other week or the other day, 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles, which takes up half of the United States, 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles high is the size of the New Jerusalem. And the light of the New Jerusalem will be the Lamb of God that was slain, Jesus Christ. I can't wait. I cannot wait for an eternity ahead with God. The enemy is there. He would desire to shut us down. And I thank God what it says in Revelation 12, verse 11. It says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives to the death. I'm going to shine for Jesus. It doesn't matter, even if I'm facing death. And I overcome Satan and all the hordes of hell. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. That your testimony and mine would be Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's when the blood was shed. That's why Paul says, I was determined you would know nothing else but Jesus Christ and him crucified. In the darkness, be the light of Jesus. Tell others about Jesus. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with the seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. May I just say this? I truly believe that this, we will be there to experience chapters 4 and 5. It says in chapter 4, verse 1, it talks about the doors were opened. The door was opened to heaven as we're caught up. After chapters 2 and 3, the church age, moving into what is to come, we will be there. I'm going to call the worship team, the cousins, my nephews and nieces to come. And just to prepare as I close here. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. I'll tell you, the lamb and what he did for us on the cross are tied in with the seven horns and the seven eyes that are part of the lamb. I'll tell you, which is the Holy Spirit, which are the seven spirits of God sent to the earth, the Holy Spirit in perfection. the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. The seven spirits of God, the Holy Spirit in perfection coming down. We need the Spirit. We need the Spirit of God in our lives. And he came and he took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. It was the Lamb of God that took the scroll that would unfold the future. I'll tell you right now, there's a scroll that is written for each and every one of you that needs to be unfurled and unfolded. Lord, let your future that you have for me be fulfilled in me. I give myself completely to you. Let your way be done in my life. Let that scroll be unfurled and unfolded, that the seal would come off. I just want to say this. Just in the last number of months, even as we've gotten more and more into this year, my heart has been, Lord, I don't want to hinder your perfect, your good and acceptable and perfect will for my life. Don't let me hinder it. I want that everything that you have for me to come to pass. And that's my prayer for each one of us as we move forward. Let the full, perfect, good, acceptable, and perfect will of God be accomplished in their life. And it's only through Jesus Christ and what he did for us on the cross. I just say thank you, Lord. And they sang. Or let me go to verse 8, Revelations 5, 8. Now when he had taken the scroll of four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Your prayers are collected in bowls and they come. There's this fragrance that becomes before the Lord. Let us pray more. Let us pray more. Let us come and have communion with God. I thank God. This is a praying church. Hallelujah. I thank God. This is a praying church. And there's an incense that goes up, a fragrance that goes up as we intercede before the Lord, and it comes before him. Golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song, saying, you, Jesus, are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Hallelujah. As I look across this section here, this bottom floor, and I look, I can't see up too much on the top. But I see this from every tribe and every tongue and every people and nation. This is a church that is multicultural from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I say praise God that we can lift him up and exalt him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we stand together at this time? Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Sevenfold praise. There were many there, the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures, the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Saying again, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing, Jesus Christ. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, as we worship you and as we exalt you, as we praise you, that we would draw closer to you. Jesus, you said, as you are lifted up, you will draw all men to yourself. Every person, young or old, man or woman, you would desire for them to come to you even as we begin to lift you up. Lord, that this would be a house of prayer. This would be a house of worship. This would be a house of praise and a glorifying of you, a house that lifts you up, because it is full of people that love you. In Jesus' name, as we move forward. Hallelujah.
Thanks so much for joining us, and we hope that the word you received was impactful and encouraging. We hope you can connect with us in person or online through our socials or website. Make sure you share this with others, and God bless you richly.